taken us over 15 months to finally obtain legal representation. So, yeah, it's a welcome development.
On the question of charges, have you or any of the others been formally charged yet?
Oh, yeah, we've been charged earlier on, a couple of days after the protests. So the charges are clear. It's just a matter of progressing it because we haven't had legal representation on the roof since been charged. And so it's the first time we've had our lawyers come over to Nauru, so it's a welcome development.
How difficult has it been to get those lawyers into the country? Because, as I mentioned, I believe there were visa issues with the team that has finally arrived. So was the government even trying to prevent them from coming in?
Look, we hope not. It's been very difficult to secure legal representation. The Minister for Justice, David Abiang, had refused to issue visas to two of our lawyers initially. The government had continually frustrated their efforts to secure legal representation, and this has caused significant delays in the proceedings. I mean, none of the defendants, including two juveniles, have received any assistance from the government to secure legal representation. The government has not even provided any assistance through the Public Defender's Office, and in fact, they've ordered the Public Defender Office not to represent any of the people charged for the protests. So, yeah, it's been quite difficult and frustrating in that regard.
Are you therefore being denied your rights under the Nauru Constitution? I mean, surely every person accused of a crime is entitled to a defence, aren't they?
Look, that's quite complicated to say yes or no, because we've put this argument before the courts, but we've been unsuccessful. So we are focusing now on having these lawyers here in the room now and providing us with the best advice possible in terms of the charges that we face.
So how did you find these lawyers and how did you go about getting them into Nauru? I mentioned the crowdfunding campaign. Presumably that was essential, wasn't it? Because otherwise you just wouldn't have had the funds to get them there in the first place.
Exactly. I mean, most of the MPs, if not all the MPs that were involved in the protest, have had their salaries taken. So none of the... You know, there weren't any funds, and so we had to resort to crowdfunding, and that's been relatively successful. So we've been able to secure the services of our top lawyers from Sydney. They were referred to us by other people who we know and who had been assisting us as well. And so it's great to have these top lawyers coming to represent us in these matters now.
And would it be reasonable to suggest that they wouldn't have taken on your case and those of the others involved if they didn't think there was a case to be won here?
Look, I think at the end of the day, they probably looked at the overall matters of fairness in Nauru, and they probably sympathised with the cause that we were protesting against a corrupt regime. We were protesting for people's rights to be heard and to have freedom of expression in a country, in a democracy like Nauru. So they would have had sympathy to the cause and to the reasons, and therefore it would have been easy for them to step up and assist.
Now, have they been brought in specifically and only to deal with matters relating to the incidents outside Parliament last June, or might they also look at the case of a former colleague of yours in opposition, Sprent Davido, who's had his passport taken off him and been denied the opportunity to leave the country for medical treatment?
Yeah, look, that's another shocking development that's occurred recently regarding Sprent Davido. But no, our lawyers who are here now have been admitted to look at our cases and our cases only.
And do you know when you will finally have your day in court and this matter will be dealt with? I mean, it's dragged on for a long, long time now.
Yeah, so now that the lawyers are finally here, then we'll go through the pre-trial hearings to sort out trial dates and all that stuff. So it shouldn't be long. We've got a scheduled mention today, later this morning, to hear some of the pre-trial arrangements. Then come to some sort of agreement on a trial date. So it's getting close. It's getting closer.
But presumably, in order for the legal team to represent you, they will have to go to and from Sydney. They're not going to stay in Nauru indefinitely until this matter is resolved. So are you a little nervous that once they leave the country, they might not get back in again?
I hope not. I think we are, you know, we will take what we get. We've got visas for them now, so those visas are valid for the next 3 months and can be renewed. So we'll just take that on face value and operate under those circumstances. But look, it is the first time that defendants facing these protest charges are consulting their lawyers directly. And we're receiving, each are receiving legal advice regarding options and scenarios. And so it is a very crucial part and stage of the whole process. You know, defendants receiving and consulting with lawyers directly for the first time. So for most of us, we are very relieved that we are getting to cross this bridge at this point in time, despite 15 months late. But, you know, it's better late than never. So we are working through our cases individually, and we're quite confident that our lawyers will, you know, they're a hard working group of lawyers who have our individual and collective interests at heart. And we are confident that they will represent us to the best of their abilities and to ensure that we get a just outcome.